a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Partly cloudy, 79 degrees, KSL's top story. Developing news on KSL. The FBI has issued a warrant for the arrest of Brian Laundrie following the death of Gabby Petito. Laundrie has been missing for 9 days now. It was just a few minutes ago the FBI issued the warrant, and they're urging anyone with any information on his whereabouts or his role in Petito's death to come forward. Police have been looking for Laundrie in a preserve in Florida for nearly a week now. ABC's Alex Stone has the very latest.
Perched atop what they call swamp buggies, high water vehicles, teams are moving through the swampland, driving through overgrown bushes and trees. They have drones up in the air looking for any signs of Brian Laundrie. So far, nothing has been found. Northport, Florida Police Commander Joe Fussell.
So today we have some other agencies with new officers that haven't been here in the past week.
It's unknown if Laundrie is alive and if he was ever in the reserve as his family claims. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Meanwhile, in Moab, the police department will investigate how their officers behaved during that domestic disturbance call involving Gabby and Brian Laundrie weeks before her body was found in Wyoming. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. Paul, what's this investigation going to look like?
Well, the police say the investigation is going to look at a few different things, but the city of Moab issued a statement saying that at this time they are unaware of any breach in police department policy. However, they will conduct a formal investigation and they'll take any steps that seem appropriate. Former Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank says usually in a case like this, investigators will just look at this specific incident to see if it matched with department policy and state law. But he says what they should look at is several different domestic violence cases to see if the policies are actually good or if they need changing. However, he says Utah has tightened up domestic violence policies lately. In years past, officers would just order the abuser to stop. Then they would have to leave if the victim didn't want to come forward. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 4:02. For the first time, Murray High School students will have to pay to get into football games. The school's going to make this change because of all the damage done by a TikTok trend. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer reports.
Students will be charged $5 to get into a football game so the district can pay to repair the damage done at Murray High School. The Murray School District hasn't disclosed how much money the devious licks trend has cost them, but says they're trying to balance taxpayer money at a time when resources are limited and academic needs are great. For those not familiar, the devious licks challenge is all about recording yourself stealing school property, mainly from bathrooms. If it keeps up, the football game might not be the only thing affected. Paying to get into a dance or other activities isn't off the table. Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
There's been a mass shooting at a Kroger store in Tennessee this afternoon. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, two people are dead, including the suspect, and more than a dozen others were hurt in a shooting at a grocery store near Memphis. Collierville Police Chief Dale Lane says he's never seen anything like this in his 34-year career.
I mean, obviously, it's like every other community in the country. It's horrific. We hate that it happened.
ABC's Brad Brutters is outside the store.
Still have a lot of activity going on right now. I see a minister talking. A lot of Kroger employees are still talking to, appears to be a manager, someone with Kroger. So a lot of things to sort through. This is still an emotional, volatile scene.
The suspect was found deceased inside the store from an apparent gunshot wound to the head. Airline workers today telling Congress they must do something about the growing problem of air rage attacks on flights. The FAA received nearly 4,300 abusive passengers passenger complaints this year. Flight Attendants Association President Sarah Nelson says passengers are kicking, hitting, and abusing her members.
If we continue at this rate, there may be more incidents in 2021 than in the entire history of aviation.
The flight attendants are asking Congress to ban carry-on-the-plane alcohol and to create tougher fines and punishments. Families of the 98 people who died in the building collapse in Surfside, Florida, are calling on community leaders to create a memorial at that site. Martin Langesfeld lost his sister and brother-in-law in the collapse.
It is horrifying that in a place where 98 people died, others want to build.
He calls the site hallowed ground. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
The Taliban has promised a kinder, gentler government. But right now, things seem the same as last time. The Associated Press reports the government will bring back executions and hand amputations. The Taliban is currently studying whether it will carry out those punishments in public. KSL News Time 4:05. We have breaking news here on KSL. A Utah National Guard soldier has died in a training exercise in Kentucky. Staff Sergeant Lincoln Olmsted died Tuesday during a water training exercise at the Joe Swing Park Reservoir in Kentucky. Olmsted went underwater and did not resurface. He leaves behind a wife and two children. KSL News Time 4:05.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.